Today's daf, Tafayin Hey, went right up at that Halakha Mishnah, and our multitasking president is about to give us a roaring. Omer Liishto. Kol Anidarim Shetaduri. Mikan Ad She'avo Mimakom Ploni. Harei Kayamin. Lo Amaklum. So everybody agrees that if a man wants to be Mekayim and Neder in advance, he cannot do that. So if he says to his wife before departing from their home, he says, look, from the time I depart, that's why he says mikan, because, I mean, he doesn't want to say mikan, he could say me'akshav, but I mean, he hasn't departed yet, he doesn't want to say me'akshav, right? I mean, why would he say me'akshav? Maybe she'll make nedarim that he will want to be me'akshav, will not want to be mikan, so he says mikan achavo, okay? He cannot be Mekayim and Neder in advance. It doesn't exist. There's no point in him being Mekayim. The only Machlokas is, suppose he says, Arein Mufarim. Suppose he says, I want to be made for the Neder. Now, there we have a Machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar, V'chalkamim Omerim Eino Mufar. What's the logic over here? Says Rabbi Eliezer, look, I understand to be Mekayim and Neder. The Neder doesn't exist. You can't be Mekayim. But think about this. If you could be made for Nedorim, Shabo Lechlal Isur, they already have been Chal on their Usr, and you can be made for them. So isn't it logical? I mean, Zekav HaChomer, Lo Yefer Nedorim, Shalobo Lechlal Isur. I mean, isn't it clear that he's going to be able to be made for Nedorim that haven't even come to be Nedorim yet? I mean, so, the other way around, I understand. It's the opposite of this Zekav HaChomer. I can't make something be Chal before it exists. But I mean, it certainly seems to be a kava chomer that if even after it exists, it can be made for us. I should be able to be made for it before it exists. Now that may mean, Gemara is going to examine this more closely, that may mean perhaps I could prevent it from coming into existence. If it already exists, I can cancel it. Of course, I can prevent it from coming into existence in the first place. Or it may mean only that if it already existed on its own without any built-in congenital defect in the netter, right? There's no hafara there. Now I'll create hafara. So Koshkin, if at the time that the netter becomes a netter, there was already hafara, for sure the hafara should work. Now the difference would be whether we look at it as the prevention of the netter, so it would be similar to a guy getting up on Rosh Hashanah and preventing the darn from being chal, or whether we look at it as an easier type of hafara than the normal hafara. But the netter would be chal for a moment, and then it would be canceled. It's not 100% clear what Rabbi Eliezer's logic is. And the Chachomim's response to that is, look, whether we agree with your Kav HaChomer or don't agree with your Kav HaChomer is not germane, because the point is that the Torah says we can't rely on that Kav HaChomer. Why? Harei Omer, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yeferenu. Note that the Torah puts together the Kiyum of the husband with the afar of the husband, which tells us et shebalach lalakim balach alafer lo balach lalakim lo balach lalafer, that you will never find a netter that can only be mufar and not mukam. So if you agree that you can't be makayim the netter before it's chal, then you can't tell me but I can be made for a netter before it's chal, because the Torah indicates that they're exactly the same. Iboilo asks the Gemara, what exactly was the logic that Rebbe Eliezer meant in his Kal Vachomer? Did Rebbe Eliezer mean that the neder is chal, and then it becomes batel? So meichel chalanu betelim, the way a normal hafara would work, his Kal Vachomer being merely that in the Ron's Lushen, I love his Lushen, the Ron's Lushen, this neder has a congenital defect. In that it's born with a hafara already ready for it, you know.
How do you say congenital defect?
Nolad v'mumalima. That's the language that it uses. So this netter has a congenital defect. It's koshkin, going to be able to be made for it. Machinkin, a normal netter. That's one way of understanding his logic. Or maybe it means to go all the way. Maybe it means if after the netter already takes place, I could cancel it. I should certainly be able to prevent it from taking place in the first place. In which case, we would say, Odilma lo cholin klal. What he meant was, it never is chal in the first place. So you'll say, you know, how many angels dance on the head of a pin? I mean, what's the difference? No, it's a tremendous difference. The nafkamina will be, kegon de atvi sachrinav hadei nidra. Suppose she says, I'm a nizira. And somebody else says, ve'ani. So now what happens? If Rebbe Eliezer's logic is that since before she made the neder was never chal in the first place. So we say to the guy, listen, you know, vani what? She wasn't a nazir, so you're also not a nazir. But if the motion, the mechanism by which this works is just that it's a defective because it's easier to be made for it, okay, but the bottom line is she says she's a nazir. That was true for that instant. Then it becomes instantaneously mufar. Now don't ask me, from the case that we had before, that where one person makes his status dependent on another person's status, that the moment that person goes ahead and is shoyal, remember we had the chain where somebody says vani, the other says vani, then if the first one in the chain goes and is matir the netter, then all of them become batal, so then over here you'll ask, it's the same thing. Right. If anyway your netter is going to become batal, so then your netter will come, that's not true at all. That's true only, as the Ran points out, where you're talking about hatarat nedarim from a chacham, where the chacham undoes the neder retroactively. Therefore, if you undid the first one, the whole chain becomes bottle. But if you're talking about a Baal doesn't undo the neder. The Baal simply says, from this point on, the neder isn't chal. So, okay, so there was an instant in which it was chal. And the guy was clearly referring to not her status as is. Remember, we had that question about basar shlamim. Way back at the beginning of the Masechta, do you mean the way it is now, or do you mean the way it was initially before it became mutter for you to eat, before the Zrikas Adam? So over there we said it means the way it is now. But that's not comparable with you here either, because you're not saying, I want to be what she is. You're saying the statement she made, Areni Nizira Vani. Not that I'm like her. So that's irrelevant also. So the sugyas that appear on some level to be connected to here have no connection. Either they're talking about status versus the statement. And they're talking about hatara versus hafara. So forget about it. Don't get confused, says the Rav. But now we're talking about hatvasa. It's a big nafkamina. If the neder is chal, just for the brief instant to allow it to be a virtual neder to blink out of existence because of the hafara, that's sufficient for somebody to be manifest in it. So it does make a nafkamina. If you're going to tell me that the neder was chal for a virtual moment, so then have it visuta. Then the tfisa of the other individual is a perfectly good hatvasa. But iyamet lo chalin, if the point that Rebbe Eliezer is making is that an advance hafara presents the netter from being chal in the first place, so then loika mishasha. There's nothing there for me to be matfis on. It's an immaterial netter. And an immaterial netter, I can't be tofis on, obviously. Mine. Can you prove what the logic was? Well, I mean, the logic of the Kal V'chomer seems to be saying, does it not? I mean, Tashma, look at what it says. Om Rebbe Eliezer, im hafer nedarim shebo lechlal isur, lo yafer nedarim shelo bo lechlal isur. I mean, what's the Kal V'chomer? I mean, is it the point of the Kal V'chomer that if a neder exists and I can get rid of it, so koshikin, I can prevent it from existing? But if the nature of the neder is that it has to be chal in order for me to be made for it, what's the kal v'chomer? All that you're saying is, well, does it really matter whether it was chal for a long time and then you were matrid, or whether you're matrid immediately? I mean, that's not a kal v'chomer. So the only way that the kal v'chomer seems to make any sense is if what the guy is really saying is, I'm made for it so that preventing it from ever being chal. It shouldn't happen. Then you got a kal v'chomer. I can deal with it after it exists. Koshkin, I can make sure it doesn't exist. So doesn't that logically tell you that the point that Rebbe Eliezer is making is that it doesn't exist? Says the Gemara, if that were the point, excuse me, then the language is very weird. But why doesn't the Mishnah look? Does it say the kal v'chomer is she'enan ba'in? That you can certainly make sure that these nedarim shall not come to be, einan ba'im. It says shelo bo, that have not as yet come into being, katani. All that means is adayin lo bo. They're not there yet. So the language certainly implies that that is not the kal v'chomer, And as far as the logic, again, you could say that all he really meant to say is that a congenitally defective nether is easier to affect with the hafara, where the hafara exists side by side, where the nether is born, so to speak, than hafara that comes after the nether was yotze michlal nefel. So that we basically are talking not about prevention, but about an easier time for my hafara to affect it. Maybe. Logically, it's more note in one direction. Grammatically, it's more note in the other direction. I don't see that that's a clear raya. Okay, let me bring you raya then from a braita. Omar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. Umar b'makom she'ein mefer nidvei atzmo. We're all agreed a person cannot be made for his own nidorim, right? Now, nonetheless, that's after he makes the neder. Nonetheless, if he gets up on Rosh Hashanah and he says, any neder that I want to make in the course of the year shall hereby be bought. Now that works, okay? So, if Mishin Adar, he can't. But nonetheless, Beifin Ibrahim Acheloidor, he can make such a bittel of a neder, which we do every year. We sit here in this room and we give an announcement, any neder I'm going to make. I want to be, okay, how does that work? So, you see that it's easier to affect a neder before it's chal. So, makom shem mefer nidrei ishto, you're dealing with your wife, or even the neder is already chal, you could go and be mefer the neder mishatidor. Eino din jiafer nidrei ishto ad shelo tidor. Isn't it clear that he can affect the nidorim of his wife before she even makes those nidorim? I assume that what he's saying is, my love, dishto dumya delay. I mean, he's bringing a raya from the way in which you affect your own adorn. Well, obviously, you don't affect your own adorn by actually being matir your nether, or being made for your nether. The point is, it's like you made a nether al tnai, so the nether al tnai makes it into a nether ta'ut. Remember, how does it work? It works with the guy doesn't remember that he said, I don't want to make any nedar at the beginning of the year. And then we say, wait a minute, what about that? Oh, right, okay, so I forgot that. So then it becomes bottle. So then if that's the case, you're saying the same thing should be true about your wife, right? So doesn't that mean, just like by your own nedar, it's not chal at all, by your wife, it's also not chal at all? No, that's not true, not necessarily. It may be that all that we're looking at is the logical pattern. Now, the Ron points out, it's not much of a logical pattern if all that you're saying is that I made a tanai and I forgot the tanai. What does that have to do? It's two totally different mechanisms, right? So it seems to be absurd. If what I'm trying to do is say that a hafara in advance is better than a hafara after the fact, how can I bring a raya from the fact that a netter that doesn't have a tanai is not going to be bought the word neder that does have a tanai, is going to be bought them. It's ridiculous. Absolutely no rational connection. The Ron gives a brilliant, mamish, classical Ron, brilliant explanation of this. He says like this. Bottom line is, anytime that you do a heter nedarim, and you have a petach, what is the Chacham telling you with that petach? He's telling you, if you had known at the time you made the neder that you would feel the way that you feel today, and somebody would give you that information, would you have made the neder? And you say no. Okay. Now that, technically speaking, is a neder ta'ut, but you need him to make it the neder ta'ut. Now that's not really any different than you're saying, I don't want any of my nedarim to be chal. Forget that you said that, and then we say to you, wait. But if you would remember that you didn't want the neder, it's exactly the same thing. Because basically every neder ta'ut, every petach can be looked at as the same ta'ut that this type of ta'ut is. And yet we see that once the neder took place, you need somebody else to do it for you. So that it's clearly easier to create the mechanism of the ta'ut in advance. And so then by the same token, it should be easier to create the mechanism of hafara in advance and it is ex post facto. Right? Beautiful. Okay, so it's just a logical pattern. Easier before than after, that's all. Whatever the mechanism is. But I can show you the mechanisms are indeed similar when it comes to Nidrei Atzmo prior to the letter posting it. So we don't have a riot from the formulation of the proof that Rabbi Eliezer brings in the Braita from your own Nedarim to Nidrei Ishto. He may mean just apply the same logical pattern to the other case. Obviously, in the other case, it works differently than in a case where I'm trying to make my Nedarim Nacha. Okay, let me bring you another Raya. The other Raya is like this. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer, Uman Mikve Shema'alata Tmeyim Mitumatan. Now listen, there is a girsi here that stops basically just with the words mikve yochiach shema'aleh tatmeim mitumatam ve'eino matzil ala tahorim mitame. Now that is a killer of an answer to Rabbi Eliezer right there. You don't need anything else, right? In other words, what you're saying is that it's easier to affect something in advance than it is to undo it once it's already happened. That's very interesting, because that means if somebody goes to a mikveh, he won't become tummy. I mean, because the mikveh can be matar you after you're already tummy. So koshkin, it can stop you from becoming tummy in the first place. I mean, that's the logic that you're telling me. If you really think that's logical? It's very cute. Very cute. Now, there are some Gemaras that just have that, and that would be sufficient. For some reason, our Gemara has this very convoluted girsa about what the Braita says. And according to that, it's a much more complex, but fascinatingly more powerful presentation. Listen to the girsa that we have, and the Ron's explanation of why in the world we would want to go through such a convoluted lima. According to this girsa, what the Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer was like this. If it's true that a mikvah is ma'alet me'im mitumatam, okay? Nonetheless, it's perfectly okay to say that it will not be matzil tahorim from becoming tamei in the first place, right? Now, an Adam is not ma'alet me'im mitumatam. Meaning, let us say that you swallow a golden ring, which is tummy. Okay? By swallowing that ring, you do not make it tahor. When you excrete that ring, it's just as tummy as it ever was. Now, gold is always fresh and clean.
How many carats?
And yet, surprisingly, if you swallow the ring before it becomes tummy, you prevent it from becoming tummy. So let's say you swallow a golden ring, which is tahar, walk into an ol hames, the ring will not become tummy. And then when you excrete the ring, it will be tahar. Ha ha! Even though you're tummy. Because tuma balua is not affected. You can't affect something which is balua. So what is the point of saying this? What they're saying to Rabbi Eliezer is, look, you are assuming that we can make an analysis of status prior to an event, post an event. No matter how you look at it, buddy, you're wrong. Because I'll show you, first let's take the case of the mikveh. The case of the mikveh is completely the opposite of what you're saying, okay? But fine, we're agreed that this something differentiates the case. Maybe you'll tell me, well, maybe tumah is different. You know what? I'll show you exactly the same case, and I'll show you the Kal v'chomer in the inverse, which is exactly like your Kal v'chomer. Okay, so now, what am I showing you? I'm showing you that you cannot make any kind of inference about status before and after, because it's a very complex interrelationship, which sometimes tends in one direction, sometimes tends in another direction. So this is a childish Kal v'chomer you're making. I can show you all kinds of ways in which it goes in opposite direction, even within the same sugya. That's not as powerful, in a way, but it's much more honest, and therefore touches much more fundamental issues. And instead of going through the whole rigmarole, I'll bring you this case, I'll select this case, where Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, you select that case, you could have selected the other case, and it would have worked out okay. You say straight off the bat, I'll bring you both cases. So we'll go ahead, which one, you choose one at random? So obviously there's so many factors that are involved. What's the point? Maybe the way that Afara works is by catching the netter as it exists and only thereby pushing your netter against one netter. Oh, who knows? What are you bringing me this kind of riot for? Okay, so according to this, Shema Mina, if the inference is that from the din over here, the way we have it, from the din over here, see, it depends. Let's take the first lashon. It only brings a raya from Tuma. From Tuma of the mikveh, obviously the raya was that the Chachamim are saying, by the standards, if you're Kal Vachomer, the guy shouldn't become Tomei in the first place. It says to be matzah mili tamei. So it won't become Tomei, which means that you're trying to say that the netter will never be Chal. That's the equivalent of never becoming Tomei. So that would be the raya. According to more complex limud that we have over here, what we're saying, what we're comparing is that the Tuma Balua will not be Makabal Tuma. And in the case of the Mikveh, nonetheless, you're saying that it is going to be Makabal, will not prevent. But the whole thing is in terms of not allowing the thing to happen. So apparently what they're telling Rabbi Eliezer is that we hear you, Rabbi Eliezer. You're trying to say you can prevent something from happening. Take a look at this. Here we see that there is no particular pattern that you can learn from about preventing a thing from happening. But bottom line, does that mean that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about things not happening? Yes. So you see from here that the Chachamim understood, this is their response to him, must be that they understood that what he was saying was, it's not going to take place at all. The Neder won't take place. Otherwise, it's irrelevant, the riots that they're bringing from Tuma V'Taira. We're over there, it's entirely in terms of it's taking place. Not it's taking place and suddenly becoming Torah after it already took place. Okay? That's beautiful, but it's irrelevant. And I even knew that you knew. But we haven't heard from you in so long, it was worth it. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bedvaro. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. You're trying to bring a raya from the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Eliezer? I don't think Rabbanan know what they're talking about. Look at the next piece of their response, you'll see just the opposite. Ema Seifa. Another thing they say to Rabbi Eliezer, Amrula Rabbi Eliezer. Ema Bilin Kli Tamei Li Ta'er. If you can be tevel a kli that's already tamei to make it tahor. Now, what should it say? Assuming that they're really arguing with Rabbi Eliezer in terms of whether it's ever going to be chal. They should say, should you not be able to be tevel a kli to prevent it from becoming tamei? But that's not what they say. Instead, what they say is, is it not kosher kein yad bilu kli she kishi yitamei yitaher? Why not be tevel a kli so that now the moment that this kli becomes tamei, it's got a built-in tyra, like the new tires that after they get the hole, they got that material that seals up the hole. Ha! So here the tefillah presents an in advance tyra that you can use once. Maybe going three times, use it three times. Right?
It's like a get out of jail free monopoly.
Exactly. Yeah. In this country, that's the way it works. It's a given you'll be in jail. Not a shabbos. So if that's the case, what are the Rabbanan now saying that Rabbi Eliezer holds? That it will be chal, the netter, but it has in it something that will be made for it. I mean, so what are you telling me? The Rabbanan, here it's exactly the opposite, right? It's a Shema Mina that they are chal. Now what are you going to do? Well, okay, Amri, I mean, as they point out in Yeshiva, it's clear that Rabbanan do not understand Rabbi Eliezer, right? In other words, there's sort of, it's a broad spectrum attack. We don't know what you mean, but either way it doesn't make any sense. In other words, if you mean to say that it shouldn't be chal at all, then we'll ask you the business about the story of the mikveh and the swallowing the golden ring. And if you're talking about the other logic, that it's a congenitally defective matter, we'll bring your eye from the fact that you cannot make a congenitally defective tumah, and that the kli will nonetheless become tummy. So the Rabbanan, they weren't sure what Rabbi Eliezer meant, just like we're not sure. And therefore, they want to get him on any level. What they're saying is like this. Look, we don't know. My svir lecha, whatever it is you hold, if what you think is that the netter will be chal and then will be batal, So then we'll ask you from the case of the advanced tefillah for the kli that it should become Torah after it becomes Tomei, okay? We all agree that that's ridiculous. And if your whole logic is that, well, the Kav HaChomer is, it shouldn't be Chal at all, so then fine. So then I will ask you from mikvah. From mikvah you can say the same thing. A mikvah should prevent the guy from being Tomei. So it's a heavy mikvah to Yiftecha. So therefore, we cannot bring a riot from the counterattack of the Chachomim to the Kav HaChomer of Rabbi Eliezer, because they're basically broad-spectruming their counterattack. But do we have a riot directly as to what Rabbi Eliezer meant with this Kav HaChomer? This, apparently, we will have to sit and wait for the next exciting episode. האומר לאשתו כל הנדורים שתדורים מכאן עד שבוע ממקום פלוני הרין קיימים לא אמר כלום הרי הם מופרים רב אליעזר אומר מופר וחכמים אומרים אינו מופר אמר רבי אליעזר אם הפר נדורים שבואו לכלל איסור לא יפר נדורים שלא בואו לכלל איסור אמרו לו הרי הוא אומר אישה יקימנו ואישה יפרנו עד שבא לכלל הקם בא לכלל אפר לא בא לכלל הקם לא בא לכלל אפר איבו אלו Little Rebbe Eliezer, make a chulin virtually, and then betali, or do a chulin klal. L'maynaf kemina, kegon da'at v'zachrina b'dein adora. Si yamrit chalin, havi tvisuta. But yamrit lo chalin, lo ika mishasha. My. Very nice language. I like that lo ika mishasha. In other words, there's a difference between the material nature of something virtual than if it isn't even virtual. There's no mishasha at all. There's nothing to touch. Right? They don't say lo havi hatfasa. They go to the underlying language. Let the mishasha. No. Tashma, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, im afer nedarim shebo lechlal isur, lo yafer nedarim shelo bo lechlal isur. Is that mashma, shma aminu, I mean, in terms of the logic of the Kav HaChomer, is that it can prevent it from being chal in the first place. That's what it sounds like. So shma aminu lo chalin. No, wait a minute. But the language doesn't say that. Mi katani, she'inan ba'in, she'lo ba'u katani, which if anything implies that adayin lo ba'u, but that they will come, in which case he's only speaking about a congenitally defective neder. Tashma. Amar lahan Rebbe Eliezer, ma b'makom she'ino mefer nidrei atzmo mishen adar. Nonetheless, he can get up on Rosh Hashanah and effectively be made for nidrei atzmo ad she'lo yidor. So makom, we're even in advance. Shemefer nidre ishto, misha tidor, where the neder was called in advance, he could still be. Say, didn't she have friendly nidre ishto with afara comes first? Before? Hachalo tidor? So I think that means, my love ishto dumi delay, right? And just like ma'ulo chayla, which is the whole point. I mean, that's what we say. They shouldn't be chal. So af ishto nami lo chayla. No, not necessarily. Maybe just the pattern. Ho kedita va kedita. Toshma, Amrulo la Rebbe Eliezer. Look, let us give you a illustration of how absurd your Kav HaChomer is in both directions, okay? Umad mikveh shema'aleh atatmeim itumatam. Eino matzila la tohorim ilitamei. Adam she'eino ma'aleh atatmeim itumatam. Eino dinu shelo yatzila la tohorim ilitamei, which is not true. And even the first step of it already violated you. So we're two steps ahead of you, no? The Shmamina, that he must have meant Lochailin. Otherwise, what's the argument? No, by that token, Ema Seifa. Omrulo Rebbe Eliezer. Imat bilin kli tamei li taher. So yit bo kli tahor. Shel likishi yitamei yitaher. The Shmamina, that it is Chailin. I mean, look at clearly Rabbanon Lochailin, but time the Rebbe Eliezer. So, Achi Kamalai, we're not sure. From my spirit, Lochailin. Is Firlocha the Chaylin or Betalim? Then this last question, Tavi Kli to Yuftecha. Ilo is Firlocha the Chaylin at all? So then Tavi Mikveh to Yuftecha. So far, no Raya.
Great. Stay tuned.